London.
The heart of a mighty empire of restrictive practices. The year was MXMDCXXX1VB1001½. The place?
1913.
As usual,
England is on the verge of war with somebody or other. It is midnight.
What, what? Dear listeners, at that knock, I was awake instantly.
He was sleeping in the doorway.
That voice came from a tall, cadaverous man wearing a watered-down, shredded bowler.
Are you the Sterling Home Office trichologist?
Yes, but I've got a puncture at the moment.
It's a pretty tubeless tire.
Needle on joke. What?
What? What? What?
We are from Scotland Yard. Are you Dr. Seagoon?
Yes, Seagoon, spelled with one G, two O's, and two I's.
Two I's in Seagoon?
Of course. How else could I see? How dare you force me to tell brilliant jokes at this time of night?
I'm sorry, sir. Here is an orchestration of an apology I'll be sending you.
Thank you. And here's a marble statue of my acceptance. Now, what can I do for you, gentlemen?
Something terribly important has come up, sir.
Oh?
Yes, it could even mean war.
War? Anyone we know?
Look, I'm not allowed to divulge names, sir. Now, will you come quietly? I've got a splitting headache.
Certainly. I'll just pack a few vital scientific instruments. You can't be too careful. Now, just a quick tune on the trampoline. Hop!
Ah,
that's better.
Come, sir, you're wasting time and the wind's in your favor. Now, if you'll fall in on either side of me, I'll follow you.
And remember, you must walk backwards.
Why?
It's all the rage. Hello?
Dear listeners, I was taken to a dark car, blindfolded and left behind.
That's just a decoy. We follow in front in this small car with close-set headlamps and a pronounced limp.
Yes. Now, hurry up. In you get.
I can't see with this blindfold.
Don't worry. I'll tow your hands to the steering wheel.
What? You want me to drive blindfolded?
Only till we get there.
Right, Neddy, off you go. And don't go over the traffic lights. They're too high.
Right. Hold tight!